This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hello, and welcome back to Betch Slapped. I'm Jordana.
I'm Samantha.
And we are the Betches, and
we're so happy to be talking to you.
Yes.
As usual.
Exactly.
And to each other.
So this week, not super insanely exciting news. The best thing we've got is that Ben and Lauren from The Bachelor have broken up.
Yay.
Is it a yay or is it like a sad situation? Or is it like, do you think they did this strategically the week before The Bachelorette premiere so that people would either care more about The Bachelor or less about their breakup?
Something smells of that. Yeah.
There's like some sort of timing thing here.
Right.
Maybe Chris Harrison's going to do like a pre-premiere like sit down. Remember when he did that with Andy about like her breakup with Josh? Oh, it was so weird.
I really hope that we don't have to hear about it. It's like once you break up, like you lose rights to us caring at all.
I mean, you did buy the book detailing Andy and Josh's breakup.
Yeah, but
so
it's true. But
I don't know if you're the one to exactly say that.
No, but like that's different when you have
what was
like,
it called? It's not okay.
It's not okay. When you have a dysfunctional couple, I want to hear about that more.
How do you know they're not dysfunctional?
They're not.
I actually would love to hear about any dysfunction they have because it's not obvious. Like, they look like they were, like, kind of happy. So I feel like it's – with Andy and Josh, you just knew that was, like, going to be a train wreck.
Right, because Josh was obviously, like, a douchebag. And Andy was, like, not – I don't know. She was not going to necessarily, like, go along with it. I'm curious what happened to Ben and Lauren because they looked so happy and they – looked like right. So in love. And even on like May 3rd or something, he wrote like this really nice, like, I'm so proud of my girlfriend, and posted this picture of them like kissing.
He must have actually been kind of in like not that great to her.
What makes you think it was him and she
because
wasn't
I
just
remember,
like
I like caught a glimpse of like their after show, and I remember like she had like a lot of insecurity issues about the fact that like people were saying he was like still in love with JoJo, and like just like I don't know, she wasn't like that memorable of a castmate. So I feel like
my impression of her is that she's one of those girls who's like everything appears perfect and she's very focused on making everything seem perfect and right. Great, but in reality she's probably like maybe has a stick up her ass. And I feel bad saying this. I don't know her. You know, like, in a weird
right.
way,
well,
like, I'm just basing this off nothing.
She's putting herself out there for you to judge on national television.
But here's the thing.
So
like, I'm
okay.
Basing this off of, like, nothing other than just, like, the
your
general
feelings.
Weird vibes I get, which are totally baseless.
Well, as long as you preface it with that, I don't think you can speculate all you want.
She just seems like one of those people who's so contrived and their image is so, like, manicured that it's, like, too... I don't know.
Right. I mean,
I don't know her.
Mostly from
right.
What we see on Instagram. But it's funny right. About like Josh and Andy because like obviously that was a train wreck waiting to happen, right? But when they, I think when her season aired, it was like 3 years ago maybe.
Yeah. I liked her season.
Yeah. I liked her season. And I remember, I think we were like 24 mm-hmm. when her season aired. And I remember thinking like, I'm so excited about like Andy and Josh. Like I love this match. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my God. Like it's like.
You love
it's
Josh.
So great. I love Josh.
Oh my
is great,
God.
Blah blah blah.
I
and then
love
like
Josh.
Now I'm like so old and so much more mature, and I'm like, oh, like clearly he's like kind of an asshole. Like the signs are all there, but like my 24 year old self is like obsessed with Josh.
Right. I also thought like, oh, there's Andy. She's like a serious person. She's like
a
serious lawyer. Right. Like okay. Like I'm sure she's a serious lawyer. Yeah.
Oh, I never knew she thought she was a serious lawyer. They had like in her intro shots, they had like her like in a courtroom being like, I'm like a serious, if you have to say I'm a serious lawyer, then
you're
like,
not.
Then it ain't so.
I don't know. I just feel like with the whole Bachelor franchise, and like we've talked about this a lot throughout the last season, is that like the bloom is off the rose, no pun intended. And like it's all just such bullshit. Like I don't buy any of it anymore.
Oh, of
like,
course not. Especially because there's so much money to be made. Like yeah. More so than there was like
more
even
now.
A year ago.
Yeah.
Like there's just. Just every episode that you make it further on The Bachelor probably makes you like another lifetime half a million dollars.
Not half a million dollars. Probably like no, because you,
in lifetime,
you only
lifetime
have
amounts.
You really only
because
have
that's one more. That's how much PR is that for you for your personal brand for you to
true.
Sell fit to.
But you,
think I'm not saying like a year even. I'm saying like in the course of your lifetime, every extra episode that you manage to like claw your way in, like.
You think? I feel like maybe – I don't think so. I feel like the earning power sort of peaked. I feel like it is peaking or peaked this year because now you can't even – no one who goes on The Bachelor, you can't be a regular person and go on The Bachelor. You can't go and pretend to be a regular person and go on The Bachelor. It's like – but you're really only – you're basically taking all the people who could have potentially competed on The Bachelor for love, filtering them out, and basically saying, like, the you not only have to, like, be willing to, like, submit yourself to this, like, show and, like, ABC and all their stipulations, but you're actually submitting yourself to, like, all the trolls on the internet and all the, like, all this, like, crap that comes with being Instagram famous. And if you don't have, like, what it takes to be Instagram famous, seriously, it takes something. If you don't have that, then you can't go on The Bachelor to find love. So
I think, like, you're taking criticism has, like, always been a Bachelor thing. Now it's about, I think it's more about, like, the money.
Right. But now it's all people who are like, I'm going on and, like, I probably don't even, they all know, like, this probably won't work out with this person. Like,
for the right reasons. Yeah,
and they don't even know who the person is a lot of the time. So they're like, they're just sort of,
they're people
going
who,
on.
Like, whose careers are not advancing in the way that they wanted them to advance.
Or they just thought they'd
be
on TV.
They thought they'd be at a different point at this point. They have not that much to lose. And they're like, hey, if I, like, play my cards right, I could be either, like, the next Bachelor and make, like, a lot of money and, like, get to, like, make out with a bunch of people and, like, it's not embarrassing at all to be the Bachelor. Or, mm-hmm. like, I'll, like, go, like, travel a few places, again, make a lot of money by, like, getting all these followers. And it's just kind of, like, if you have, like, a serious thing going on, you're not going on The Bachelor.
Right, right.
It's, like a great, like, I really want to be famous. I don't mind being a reality star. Don't mind exploiting myself a little bit.
Right.
I have nothing else going on. Let's try it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. If you have something else going on, you're not going to go on The Bachelor. But, like, now it's, like, think about it. In life, the chances of you being a match or in any sort of way, even, like, attracted to any random person.
Oh, Sean and Catherine.
Okay. But
that,
like,
was beautiful.
Fine. I like them. But, like, in general, the chance of being attracted to any one given person and then, like, their soulmate is so unlikely that, like, you're saying, oh, it's actually going to work out for me, like, on The Bachelor.
Right.
Like, it's you have to know that it's not likely and that you're really going on there to get famous. And, like, maybe you can use it to promote your personal blog or whatever. But Vanessa.
That's why it's bullshit.
About Vanessa.
That's why I kind of, like, love Rachel. I'm really excited for her. I really like her because if you look at her Instagram, she's terrible at it.
She just had a niece. As of 6 hours ago that she posted on Instagram.
Oh, okay. Well, like, so I'm saying that's like a person who was even, like, bad at Instagram would still post.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't post a lot. She doesn't post, like, cool outfits, like, that she's wearing that she, like, probably wants people to, like, pretend to, like, she doesn't sell shit. She doesn't even, like, show herself as, like, having this glamorous fake lifestyle. She, like, seems really chill. And I think partly is because she's, like, I think she was 31, she's probably 31 or 32, and she, one, just doesn't know how to use it.
Right.
She's not, like, the 22-year-olds who have been, like, watching the show for years and trying to audition.
Like Corinne.
And two, I just think she's, like, actually, well, at least what I picked up from this show, again, we don't actually know her. Rachel, if you're listening, please come on the podcast.
Yeah, we love you. You're a real person.
No, I just think she seems super down to earth. Like, she's, like, almost, like, the best people on the show are the people where you're just, like, I don't understand how the fuck you got on, like, you wound up on the show. Like, who, like, what series of events kind of happened to, like, make you get here? But I feel like it was an accident, and I'm, like, into it.
Right. I agree. I think maybe they're trying to make it into, like, more genuine again, and that's why they have her. And I think that she is going to be good for that because I truly feel that it's, like, she's not contrived. She's not full of shit. Like, she's just not, like...
Right. You know, and I think for that reason, the ratings might be lower.
I think the ratings will be lower, too. Because, like... The ratings go up when you have someone like a Juan Pablo or a Corinne who just, like, they just make it like a shit show. Like,
right, because they just want to get as much exposure and, like, things written up about them. And the crazier you act and the more insane you are, the more you're written up in Us Weekly. So right. I get it.
Yeah, people want to tune in to see what is this person going to do this week? What are they going to do next? Not like, let's watch this person act normal and genuine. Like we've said before, there's nothing interesting about a happy, functional, healthy relationship.
Right. No one wants to watch that shitty TV.
Yeah. You just want to hopefully be in one.
So speaking of dysfunctional, terrible relationships, we got an email, a reader response to the last time that Sammy and I were on the podcast together, we We went over the Bill O'Reilly sex scandal.
Yeah.
Sexual harassment scandal.
Just for those of you who aren't aware, he's a sexual harasser and he got fired from Fox. Finally.
Yes. So listen to that. If you need a little more background, it was about 2 or 3 episodes ago. But anyway, we got an interesting response, and we like to read conflicting responses because we're all about open dialogue here, unless someone really, really disagrees with us or like thinks we're terrible, in which case you can go fuck yourself. Just kidding. No, you should email us if you want us to go fuck ourselves too.
Yeah.
You should definitely should. We might not read it, but like...
We'll read it. We might just mock you.
Yeah.
And to call, like tell...
But this I actually appreciate it. So this was a response to the National Conservative Collegians to our...
From the National Conservative Collegians. So like the Conservative Collegians, like all three of them.
Yeah.
Like all three of them.
Oh, come on. There's definitely a shit ton out there. We just live in New York. So we think there's three.
I'm making a joke about the liberal media elite bubble that exists on college campuses.
LOL.
They get it. Trust me. The National Conservative Collegians understand.
If you're listening.
Okay. They are.
Yes. So spoiler alert, I am not Bill O'Reilly. I loved the conversation on the last episode and thought I could add another viewpoint to that discussion. I think you guys were right to be upset about the whole Bill O'Reilly situation. As a younger conservative, I don't like him. He seems to be an older generation guy who is out of touch. And after hearing all the bad things about him during the divorce, I wasn't surprised to hear the sexual harassment allegations. Same. However, I think you misidentified the problem with Fox viewers. You said that Fox viewers just don't care about sexual harassment, and I don't think that's the case. The bigger problem is that our country has been split into two teams, Democrats and Republicans, and a lot of times we care more about winning for our team than upholding the truth and standing up for what's right. The Bill O'Reilly scandal is the big one on the Republican side right now, but the Democrats do it too. So many Democrats in the media were quick to jump to Bill Clinton's defense during his numerous rape allegations, including Hillary publicly shaming the victims into silence. At the end of the day, some powerful people take advantage of their power, and their companies or political parties will defend them. This is just the reality of a politically polarized country and media. When we split the country into two major parties, good and bad people are bound to exist on both sides of the aisle. When somebody on our team does something wrong, people have a hard time believing it because they like other things about the person. That person's other views or subjective good deeds can make them believe that believe that any accusations aren't true. That's why it was so tough for people to believe the Bill Cosby accusations even after the fact, because let's get real, he was America's dad. He was on everyone's team. Both sides are guilty of this, and it's really just human nature at play. Of course, that doesn't make it right, and we need to do something about it. If sexual harassment is wrong, it's always wrong, regardless of who does it, and we need to stop giving free passes to people we agree with, while giving double condemnation to people we don't agree with on politics. This is a great issue for both sides to get behind. We'd love to hear your take on this, and keep up the great work with the podcast. I thought that was a very well-thought-out, well-written email, and I have to say that I agree.
I agree, too, and I think that a lot of times we've talked about this, like, we'll be like, why would someone, like, support Donald Trump? That must make them a bad person. Like, all this...
I still kind of think that.
Right. This is what I'm saying. So, like, this person just gave us a response that was, like, very well thought out and rational that we agree with.
Right.
And, like, I don't know this person, but I don't think they're a bad person. Like, I think that that's sort of, like, it goes to the fact of, like, getting someone's political views, knowing what they are, and then conflating them with, like, what kind of person they are. Are they good or are they bad? And, like, ultimately, we know that there are good people who are Republicans and good people who are Democrats and bad people who are on both sides. And, like, why someone chooses to believe in a Republican principle or a Democratic principle is, like, so – like, there's so many other factors to that than, like, what the facts are. And, like – well, yeah, like we, like I think it's more about like we should judge people's actions, whether they're Bill O'Reilly
or your friend or Bill Clinton or Bill Cosby or Michael Jackson. Watch out for the Bills, guys.
Yeah, seriously. Like, or it's like your friend who's like a Republican or whatever they are.
Look at like who they are as a person, not necessarily like
because like you can't know what a person like someone could be like. Embezzling money, like I doubt Bernie Madoff was a Republican. Maybe he was. I don't know. Like
he probably was.
No, I feel like he was probably just like a
anyway.
Liberal guy.
What Whatever. Someone believes politically doesn't really say anything about who they are as a person. Although their explanation for certain political beliefs may or may not.
That's true.
Because I do think that it's not okay to judge people on their political beliefs when you've heard their reasoning.
Yeah, the reasoning is totally.
And you can disagree with their reasoning. And I think that, like, they're, I mean, again, like, I see what your, the Donald Trump thing is a good example because, like, we as, like, Democrats or liberals think everything he does and says, like, who could possibly think that, like, that was ever okay? When, like, I can sort of almost see how there's, like, it's, like, so many little things that, like, for if it were, like, a Democrat doing it whose ideals we otherwise really believed in, it would be, like, kind of tough for us to, well, to be, like...
I think when it comes to Donald Trump, it's different because he doesn't have ideals. So, like, right. It doesn't
he's
really...
just, like, kind of a sociopath. So he's a little bit of an exception. But had he been a normal person...
Let's say he was, like, Mike Pence.
Right. Or even George Bush.
George Bush. I love him. Miss him. He's so cute. He's just
with
adorable.
His painting, yeah.
His little painting. He's a little, like... He's like a dog. Like, can little you, ears.
It's so weird because I feel like when he was president, we were, like, in, like, middle school or high school... And, like, he was just, like, among, like, he was just, like, the devil. And
he
now
was the devil.
Everyone's like, oh, my God, wouldn't that be so lovely if, like, George Bush were
president? Right, like, all he did was get us into a war that we didn't need to be in. That was amazing.
Right. Like, who cares, right?
Yeah. Although, yeah,
whatever. Anyway.
Thank you for writing, National Conservative Collegians.
If you have any other, if you disagree with us on any other points, please email us at slapped@betches.com. Or if you have another question or dear Betch for us, please email us. We have another.
This is a call to you or anyone. It doesn't have to be the Conservative Collegians. Yes. Anyone who disagrees.
Liberals
or
can write in too. Bill O'Reilly, we're still waiting.
Yeah. Wait, please, Bill. Please. Anyone who.
Bill Cosby, you're also welcome to write in.
Clinton. Yeah. You're
that
probably
is so weird.
You're probably not doing much these days, Bill Clinton. So if you want to come on the podcast, like, we have a seat for you.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyone can write to us, agree or disagree, at slapped@betches.com with your opinion, with your advice, with something you want us to talk about. Email us.
Yes. Would you like to really read the second Dear Betch, which this week is from a man?
Yeah. I really like this one. I read it earlier. Okay. Dear Betches, male listener here. Isn't that exciting?
It is.
And he seems like he's a loyal listener due to certain things he says later. Okay. In need of some DTR advice to avoid becoming a fuckboy. For the last 3 months, I've been seeing this girl usually once or twice a week with a few sleepovers and full days mixed in as well. She's met my siblings and friends, and they all love her. So naturally, I'm feeling the pressure to ask her to be my girlfriend, to which I'm pretty sure she'd say yes. No problem, right? Well, the thing is, I still find myself attracted to other girls right now. The last thing I'd ever want to do is even think about flirting with another girl while I have a girlfriend, so that's kind of my biggest reservation right now. She's a great girl, the type you wife up. I just don't feel like I'm totally committed just yet. I know, it feels horrible even just typing that. Does this make me a shitty douche that I don't feel ready to be her boyfriend? Is it okay to keep doing what we're doing without DTR? Betches, help me treat this girl right. Sincerely, Dude Betch. Maybe important details. I'm 27, live in a house down the shore with some friends. She's 22 and lives with her parents. That's what makes me think he listens because he knew to include some details that we would want.
Yeah, and frequent use of the word fuckboy.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting? Isn't it nice to get an email from someone who doesn't want to be a fuckboy?
It is. It's,
I'm
it's
really
refreshing.
Excited about
I think
this
a lot
one.
Of guys don't really want to be a fuckboy. They just don't know how.
Yeah,
there's fair. Also, he has another question, but we'll address that after the regular question.
That'll be
So for this, I think this is a commonly felt thing probably around among more guys than girls, although I'm sure there are girls that feel that way too.
Yeah.
And I think that it's okay. You should never apologize for your feelings. It doesn't make you a douchebag for feeling a certain way. I think what makes you a douchebag or a fuckboy is if you're not open with those feelings, if you're not honest about them. So
right.
In my opinion, you can still keep dating her, still keep hanging out with her. It sounds like you like her. It just sounds like you're not quite there yet. So I think as long as you vocalize that to her and you say that, I don't think you should wait for her to ask. I think you should preemptively say that, tell her you're like still trying to take it slow. Then like really no matter, like that's all you have to do. If she decides that she doesn't want to wait, then that's like something that you might have to risk and she might stop hooking up with you. And like that's her. Everyone has the choice to like ask for what they want and demand what they want and say what they feel. And if the other person doesn't agree or isn't okay with it, they have the choice to leave. So in my opinion, you should just be honest and just like feel out what her reaction is.
Right. I would also say, okay, so just maybe give yourself like a little bit more time. Like 3 months is not like a hard deadline. Like I feel like a lot of people use 3 months as sort of like this is like it's now or never. Like I don't think that it needs to be like 3 months to the date like of your
right.
like first meeting. Like that this is like This is the my timeline, and if I don't get there by then, like it must mean I'm not going to get there. Like some people take a little longer, some relationships take a little longer or shorter. But I also think one thing is that like it seems like you really like this girl and you see a future with her, like real potential. Like the fact that you said you would, she's the type to wife up, like maybe waiting till you're like not attracted to any other girls might be like a really long wait. Like when you like completely lose your sexual drive, you might not be attracted to any other girls. Like, and also it's okay if you, it's also okay to find other girls attractive and like maybe even to like kind of talk to them, like to talk to other girls, as long as you're not like being unfaithful and carrying on like a serious emotional relationship
or sexual
or but I'm saying, of course, not sexual, but even emotional. But it's okay if you find other girls attractive. Don't you find like Victoria's Secret models attractive, even if you're married for 50 years? Like,
I think
you
what
know?
It comes down to is like, okay, so you want to meet another, hook up with other people. I think that's like a natural.
He didn't say that though.
I'm saying, yeah, but okay, let's say even if he did. Let's say he sees other girls, he finds them attractive. If he didn't have this girl, he would try to hook up with them. Right. Like, so I think what you have to weigh then is like, I like this person, is being able, because I think that a lot of guys always like, are, I don't think you can stop a guy. It's in their natural tendency to like be attracted to women. I don't think like, maybe again, there are girls like that too, but I think like guys are like pretty visual and like they're attracted to women. That's not going to change if you're married for 30 years or if you just started dating someone. That's not like so crazy. I think it's just about like the trade-off. So it's like is... Would hooking up with this person, which would hurt this other person, is that worth it to me? Or would I prefer to have a like trusting, secure bond with this person, invest more time into like being with this person because I think ultimately that will make me happier.
Right. And again, it also might just be that like you're not really there yet. Like you're just, you're not there yet. Like maybe, the trade-off isn't quite flipped enough at this moment, but that doesn't mean that it's like not gonna be, and like it doesn't seem like this girl's giving you an ultimatum because that was not mentioned. It doesn't even seem like you're really like dying to hook up with like one or many other specific people. It just seems like there's a bit of like a desire for like the freedom to do it, and like I think all guys think that, like pretty I really do think that that's like kind of just inherent in being a
freedom, there's a freedom like security trade-off.
Like I wouldn't like beat yourself up over this. Like it's like I feel like this is like one of like the best questions we've ever like gotten about the way a guy treated a girl.
I think it's okay to still be unsure. If you're still unsure after 6 months, it's a little weird.
I would
get out if you're still after 6 months you're like kind of over it or like not kind of still feeling the same way, because I think by that point you should know, and that you should definitely say something by that point.
But again, thinking that you need to like eliminate all attraction to every other female is unrealistic.
I don't think even when you're
in a relationship you're gonna still be attracted to other girls.
Well, it's like the extent to which you're attracted to other girls, where it's like, okay, like even girls, like I could see a guy and think he's hot, but like
you're a girl.
Right, but it's like, am I going to act on it? Like, no, because if I'm in a relationship, because there's a sense of like, this isn't worth it. So if you don't feel, if you feel like it is worth it to hook up with someone else after like 6 months, I would say you're not that into her.
But again, I'm not even getting that from this guy. He's like, help me. He's literally said, betches, help me treat this girl right. I'm not getting the vibe
he wants to treat the girl right, but he also like doesn't want to like commit unless he's ready.
I think
maybe he's into it. Maybe he's not. Timing again is everything. Maybe he's just like not in a place where like that trade off is worth it for him. And that's okay. The important thing is honesty.
This is okay. So he had a second thing, which I actually really like. P.S. Side debate for the podcast. How would these fall in order of a typical relationship? 1, meeting the parents. 2, boyfriend, girlfriend status. 3, saying I love you. And 4, sex. Not in this order. Okay. We're going to make our own order.
I think that there's, it depends culturally, but I would probably say sex is first.
Yeah.
unless you're religious or like have specific moral
things,
guidelines.
That will be first.
That's fine.
And then
I would say typically sex is first.
2, boyfriend, girlfriend status, or depending on like the circumstances, maybe meeting the parents.
I don't think so.
I think maybe. It depends. Like, it's kind of
I think normally not really.
Boyfriend-girlfriend status, then meeting the parents, then I love you.
I think meeting the parents and saying I love you are a little interchangeable. You can introduce someone. I think if you have a boyfriend, you can introduce them to your parents without saying I love you.
I actually agree with you. I don't know why I said that.
I think like most of the time that actually comes before the I love you, but I think it depends. It's not hard.
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah, but I would say typically definitely sex, boyfriend girlfriend status.
Then meeting
the parents, then saying I love you.
Right. I do think that like circumstances can like
I think those are not hard.
Yeah, it's like if you have a reason why like she met your parents before you were technically like saying boyfriend girlfriend, not like that
every
crazy.
Relationship is a special snowflake.
Can you not say things like that?
Sorry.
Like never.
No, I was joking.
I know. Okay.
No, I was joking. I would never be sincere or eager. Don't worry.
Yeah. God forbid. Okay. Let's play some games.
Okay. This is a question from listener Caitlin. Mm-hmm. She says, would you rather have diamond grill or have no teeth with no chance of dentures or veneers?
Diamond grill, yo.
I think like diamond grill just because teeth are like very important.
Yeah.
Just like physically for eating efficiency too. Wise yeah, like not having teeth, I love soup, but I don't think I want to commit to only eating that for the rest of my life.
Yeah, and also like it's ugly diamonds, at least you have a
girls.
Lot of stuff going on, at least your mouth is very expensive.
Yeah, you can pretend there's like some reason for, I don't know. Yeah, it's
diamond grill.
Diamond
hard
grill.
Question though.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather never get married or get married every year to a new man? Ugh, I don't know.
I think never get married. If I could, I could still be in a relationship, I would say, like, never get married.
Right, especially because, like, what would you do? Like, you'd spend, like, the whole year, like...
Getting married and then getting divorced. You could get married again
next
year.
It seems just logistically challenging.
It just seems very tiring.
Never. But rather just watch Netflix.
Yeah, you could also just, like, live as if married while not... Marriage is just, like, signing a legal contract.
You're saying, like, you could just be, like...
You could just live as if you were married and then not be married.
Right, you like who says that you can't just be like Goldie Hawn and Kurt
Russell?
What if
it's like, what if the question changed to like, would you rather be like single and alone your whole life or get married every year?
Right, that's how I interpreted the question.
Oh,
which was
I gave you the question, but I didn't even like.
I interpreted it as like you are single and alone versus get married every year to a new man.
Okay, well that's harder.
Like you can't ever date someone, or you're not like
maybe let's say you can't date them for more than a month.
That's like actually hard.
I would just have a series of very small.
Yeah, same. I think
I have a ton of prenups.
Right, but every year for the rest of your life, you
yeah,
get
it's
married?
Like by the time it would be like the third year, I would have like the whole documents like pretty nailed down. I could just like give it to them. They sign. I have the divorce papers ready.
But you
I
have a new guy lined up.
I would have to, I guess. This is like part of. How it goes.
Right. I guess.
If I knew that was like something I did, I would just have all these papers handy. I'd hand them to the guy. He would.
This would make like a really good movie.
Yeah, it would.
But it's like, okay, here's the thing. You would have to like the emotional roller coaster of like getting married, like all the time. Like I don't think I can handle it. I would probably just be single alone.
That's fair.
Then all I have to worry about is myself and not, like, this person who I know is, like, going to be over in a year. I would probably just, like, divorce them sooner so that I could be always single anyway because I wouldn't want to deal with it.
Yeah. Relationships are, like, really annoying. Anyway.
Especially when you like the
person.
Which
brings us to, what are your thoughts on extravagant weddings?
You would think that I would like extravagant weddings based on the fact that I generally like extravagant things, but I personally think extravagant weddings are dumb. And, like, if you want to give me an extravagant wedding for free, like, I'll take it. Well, but, like it's basically, like, buying, like, a Lamborghini and driving it off a cliff. And I'd rather have all of the stuff.
And then everyone sends you, like, a crystal plate after you drive it off the cliff.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is...
You get like a hand painted menorah for your troubles.
Right, and it's like, okay, also, like...
From Bloomingdale's.
Right, from your registry. It's just like, okay, extravagant weddings, like, if you want to give me one, if, like someone wants to pay for it for me, like, I'll take it. But, like, the thought of, like, spending my own money on having, like, an extravagant wedding that, like, everyone else I know has, it's always the same. Like, every wedding, like, you see every freaking weekend, like, oh, how many, like,
so
oh,
cliche.
Who got married at the Plaza? Who got married at the Pierre? Who got married at, like, the Cedar Lake Estates Vineyards?
And it's just, like,
Vineyards?
The same like, fucking, like, event every week.
Yeah,
it's
like,
so
why don't
dumb.
They just keep the flowers, like, every week? Like, it's just so...
Everyone should just get married together.
Like, you just do the same thing over and over again, and, like, oh, your wedding hashtag is, like, so creative, and, like, you have your photo booth, and, like, everyone does the same thing.
Right.
And it's just, like, how many times can you, like... It's, like, it's almost tacky because it's always the same.
Right. If it was like one wedding a year, it would be like, oh, great. Everyone has this like wedding right. that they're going to and like are excited about. But it's like, how many of your friends have to get married like week after week after week for you to be like, this isn't special anymore. Like, I don't care. This isn't really about right. like the wedding. This is just about like me attending another party of someone trying to compete with like the person whose last wedding they went to.
Yeah.
Like thinking that it'll make them like seem cooler and building it up as like the best day of their life. Like, I think it's great to have
a celebration of your of course. Union.
Yeah, like a fun thing, but like not something that's just like so similar to what everyone else has in that sense of like, I'm just doing this to show you how much money I can have.
Right.
But I agree with your point about like the actual money spent. I think if you're like saving for like, I would never like have a big wedding and then forego something else.
Me either. Because like, the other things are probably better. This right. This lasts literally 6 hours. Like you don't even like remember it. Okay, you have pictures, but your pictures literally look like everyone else's right. pictures because you all have the same stupid florist. You all have the same photographer that took the same shots. And it's like sometimes like the first time you see like a beautiful wedding, like in photos, like you're like, wow, that's right. gorgeous.
Like the law of
but now I've literally
returns.
Seen the same pretty much exact wedding 35 times at least.
Right. Like,
and
who
it's
gives
like,
a shit,
it like,
right?
It like doesn't even look nice anymore. It just looks tacky because it's all so
thing.
Overdone and it's all the same. And it's like, why are you spending your money on this? Like,
right.
I mean, weddings, I guess your parents are spending
what
it.
What is like the bag that everyone has? It's like that's
Celine.
Yeah. It's like a, it's just like, who cares?
It's like a Celine luggage tote. From 2010.
Ugh, we are so
obnoxious.
Like not down to earth at all. This is
well,
like
we don't want the
absurd.
Extravagant wedding, so at least, you know.
Yeah, we don't want the extravagant. Well, I mean, like, I would, again, like, I would take it.
Right, right, I'd take it, but like.
Right, but I'm not going to, like, actually give up anything. And then here's the thing is that, like, everyone has to write, like, this is the best night of my life with my best friend. Like,
yeah.
Maybe like,
you feel they feel that way.
No, I'm sure they feel that way because they pay. Like, can you imagine paying, like, $150,000 to not write that?
But more.
This was
more.
Like a pretty
it's more.
Bit, whatever. I'm saying
way more.
Whatever. Some are more. Yeah. Some are not. Just I'm just imagining like saying like I had like a pretty good time. It was all
right. Right. Like I was a little stressed about like this and this, right. which you know they were.
Right. But all I wish I could have drank when everyone else was blacked yeah. out.
I'll be honest though. If someone gave me the amount that what like your standard PR wedding costs, if someone gave that to me in cash and said spend this on your wedding, I would do something completely different than that. I would
what
like
would you do?
I would probably like fly my closest family and friends somewhere interesting and like just
get married
do, like,
there
and no and do like a low-key wedding there. Like
what would you do with all the extra money?
It wouldn't be extra because I would
You'd
spend all the money
flying
on flying there. Everyone there. And maybe, like, I don't know exactly what it would look like, but it would just not be that.
Well, I hope that scenario happens to you because...
Me too. Who's going to give me that? Who's going to give me that money? Is it from one of those games where we play where I have to suffer for, like, some minimum
Probably.
Amount of money?
You have to, like, have, like, an obese man sit on your lap on an airplane or something.
And then I'll be able to afford my extravagant wedding in Switzerland where I fly all the people
Please
who matter to me.
Somewhere hot. I'm going to want a tan. Anyway.
You... It's not about you.
If you have any more suggestions for what are your thoughts on or would you rather or should fuck Mary.
Or if you want to tell us your about your wedding.
Right. Or please don't unless it's like really interesting. Anyway, please email us at slapped@betches.com. That's slapped@betches.com. Oh, and if you're interested in more Bill O'Reilly type
bullshit,
hearing from us in a funny way, hearing us talk about politics or something like slightly more serious than The Bachelor or The Kardashians, please sign up for The Betches Sup at betches.co/sup.
/sup sign up. All one word, no spaces. Again, betches.co/sup sign up. It's like, you know, your daily newsletter email, but without the birthdays.
It's the best. All right.
It's really funny.
Bye, guys.
Bye.